Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tom Silverstein, the author, penned the piece, "Critics of Mark Murphy's New Packers Management Structure Say It Could Lead to Dysfunction." Tom, appreciate the time. First thing I want to get into with you about this piece is 26 years, as you detail how the structure had been, as one man being in charge of all football operations, 26 years, two Super Bowl wins, 12 division titles, 7 conference championships, 21 winning seasons, and 19 playoff appearances. It's understandable why people are so hesitant to see that structure go by the wayside.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fight success. You know, you can't certainly argue with what they did over that time. And I haven't looked at the stats lately, but they're probably maybe second to New England, maybe even better in win percentage since 92. And now, you know, they haven't always won the Super Bowl, but they've been right there and competitive with that structure.
This is my thing. I didn't like this when this whole thing started, and Gary and Leroy, who are both off today because Leroy's getting married tomorrow in Lambeau, so they're up in Green Bay. I didn't like it when it started. I just thought there were going to be too many people that could have their egos hurt and too much finger-pointing going on at each other. And after I read your piece, I became more irritated than I was prior to reading your piece, because it definitely seems the way that it played out, which is Mark Murphy wanted Russ Ball to be GM. Mike McCarthy objected, so he changed his mind and went with somebody they could kind of maneuver around the way they wanted to, who was just going to take the job if it was offered to him, regardless of what the stipulations were, in Gutekunst. And I just don't think long-term this is going to work, because I think at the first sign of it not working and them having a down year, Gutekunst is out, and then Ball gets to become general manager.
Yeah, so let me start. I am with you. I did not like the structure, and I've written columns critical of the structure, and Murphy has talked to me about it, and I still don't like the structure. But what I set out to do in this was find out, you know, okay, what is going on in the structure? What do people who I trust, you know, I've been covering the team for 30 years, and I know a lot of people around the team, what do they think of it, and how is it operating? And I think you covered a lot of it, but the problem is that, okay, you've got a general manager and an executive vice president and a head coach, and they all report to Murphy. Murphy has put himself right in the middle. He is the CEO, and anything that happens from this point on, he either gets the credit or he's going to get the blame. But the shift has turned towards Russ Ball more than Gutekunst, because Russ Ball has really greater responsibility. Gutekunst gets the roster and the draft, but Russ Ball has a lot of influence throughout that whole organization, and he's really Murphy's right-hand man. And then you got LaFleur way down there with probably no juice whatsoever. Not like McCarthy did, that's for sure. And so you've got this imbalance, and I think that's what's going to result in a problem. If they lose, if they just have a disastrous year, I think it's the opposite of what you said. I think Gutekunst survives and everybody else is gone.
Really?
That's my theory. That's if they just bomb. If LaFleur goes, you know, 4-12, or they just look terrible this year, then, you know, that's to me, that's how it's going to shake out, because I think we've seen Gutekunst has a pretty good knowledge of personnel, and as you know, we'll see how the season plays out.
Tom, give me an example here for those listening of a situation to where Ted had all control before, there would never be a discussion one way or the other, but because the way it's aligned now, where a general manager may want one thing, Russ Ball may want another, but it ends up going Russ Ball's way at the end, where the GM would be mad. Would it be over a free agent? What would it be over that would anger Gutekunst that he didn't have control of the situation?
Yeah, let's think of it this way. Gutekunst, we know, has some interest in free agency, and there's players he likes. But let's say that Murphy says, you know what, we got to win this year. Spend what you want to spend on free agency. I mean, go out and get some guys. You know, let's spend a ton. And they wind up spending more than, you know, probably more. I bet if you put Gutekunst under a hot light and you said, is Billy Turner worth, you know, $24 million or whatever the heck they paid him, I can't even remember, he would say no. And he would say, I'd never pay that much for somebody. Or, you know, even Adrian Amos. But to me, there was a lot of pressure on him from up top to make some big moves. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't on board on those four guys, but, you know, he may not have been on board with how much they ended up having to pay him.
But those deals, which I get, he may not have signed off on, are pretty team-friendly from the aspect of they can pretty much get out of most of that after 2 years, can't they?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly. I mean, you know, the deal that's really going to that really matters the most is Rodgers' deal.
Well, for Rodgers, I'm talking about the free agents, though.
Yeah, I know you are, but I'm saying that deal makes every deal around it that more difficult. And if one of those guys, if they get hurt in the first 2 years, that hurts them. That hurts the Packers cap-wise. If they make it to the third year, then they're okay.
Right.
But
yep,
there's a lot of upfront money that, you know, and a lot of dead money there that they can't really afford to have. So those guys better come through for them.
Talking with Tom Silverstein, JS Online wrote the piece right now that's up at 1057FMTheFan.com detailing issues and obvious things that a lot of people have been looking at the power structure up in Green Bay being headed by Mark Murphy. So in the piece, Tom, I think it's great how you're able to point out that it was a Mark Murphy hire of Matt LaFleur and that everybody around it is kind of falling down through that chain of command. And at this moment, how much of that do you believe that you said if it bombs out that this whole thing could blow up quickly up in Green Bay? But does it feel like they don't just have to have a winning season like an 8-8, 9-7, but like an 11-5, 12-4 distinguished winning season where Aaron Rodgers returns to form and it appears that the personnel is back in order for these conversations and rumors and speculation to kind of quiet down up there?
Well, probably not. I mean, you know, every coach is going to get his honeymoon. But let's say they're 7-9, let's say 8-8, and defense looks good, which it has a chance to be pretty good based on the personnel. But the offense has just not worked. I mean, it's just the mesh with Rodgers hasn't been good. The zone run system hasn't been going very well, and they're just not very good on offense. So now there's a lot of pressure, on Murphy, but you have to give LaFleur another year, you know? I mean, I can't see them doing what, you know, Arizona did with firing a guy after 1 year. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they'll do that unless it's a 4-12 year. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think their defense is good enough that they can avoid that. But it may be a two-year process of figuring out whether they made the right move or not.
Talking with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here on the Fan. I am of the belief and have been of the belief for weeks that Rodgers is going to have a great year, and this is going to be about proving everybody that it wasn't about McCarthy and that he's the man. So we'll see if I'm right. But how much influence have you gathered that he has with Mark Murphy in this organization?
Rodgers?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a ton. I mean, he has the leverage of being the highest paid player in the NFL and being able to dictate some things. For instance, dictating that they hire an offensive coach, a guy who can work with quarterbacks, you know, not a Vic Fangio or, not a Mike Munchak, you know, two guys who might turn out to be pretty darn good coaches are Brian Flores or even mm-hmm. Josh McDaniels. They wanted to bring in a quarterback whisperer, and that is totally, serving to Rodgers. So he does have pull in that way. I don't think he has pull in sign me a wide receiver. I want Jordy Nelson back or, you know, something like that. I don't think he has that much influence. But I think by virtue of his contract and how important he is to the team, he does have influence.
Tom, really appreciate the time. It's an incredible article. I read it through it a couple of different times, and each time I think I kept picking up different things. One final thing that I wanted to ask you was, just so people understand, you said it earlier today, you've been covering this team for about 30-plus years, but how difficult do you find it to be when you're talking to people that are still in the organization, still in the NFL, where you pointed out in there that a lot of people want to be quiet with their names, secretive with their names, of getting people to open up to you about situations like this? Because it's detailed that there are some current staffers that are voicing displeasures about this situation.
Yeah, I think that it was tough for me. I've never written an article where I haven't quoted someone other than Murphy directly. And that was tough for me to do. I don't believe in using massive amounts of anonymous sources. But this was to get inside and really find out what was going on. I had to. And I cleared every single source with my editor, the editor-in-chief at the Journal Sentinel, George Stanley. He knows every single person I talked to. It's absolutely necessary because there's so many connections there and jobs are on the line. And, you know, they run the NFL like the military. And, you know, if you're a source, you can be barred from the NFL for a long time.
No doubt about it. I got one last one for you. What happened with this Rizzi situation, the former special teams coordinator that comes in? According to the story when you wrote it, he wanted one amount, and the Packers apparently knew this and still didn't offer him what he wanted?
Yeah. And it was really, to me, this is the biggest blunder they made. After the fact, I added it again in the story because I've written about it before. But I added in that anecdote someone told me about Thompson not wanting to pay Dom Capers way back in 2008. Right. And he's like, that's way too much for a coordinator. And they're like, you know, Ted, that's the going price. If you want the guy, you know, if you want a veteran guy, this is the guy you have to have. And after thinking it over, he let him do it. And, I mean, it was a lot of money. And this is the same thing. He would have been paying special teams. He would have been close to the highest special teams paid guy. But this guy in Miami, he's got a great reputation. Plus, he had been Adam Gase's game management guy. You know, I mean, he was the guy who made sure he knew the timeouts, about challenges, everything, you know, like that. And think of how important that was for a guy like LaFleur, who's being a head coach for the first time.
For sure.
And they lowball him. That, to me, I think that one's going to hurt the most.
And that hurts across the league, doesn't it, when that story gets out that they did that?
Yes. Well, it shows they weren't serious. And that hurts people like Gutekunst because he's putting his, you know, reputation on the line and saying, come on in, you know. We will, you know, yes, we're willing to pay that, but we got to make sure you're the right fit and blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden, you know, then they don't pay him or they make this really ridiculous offer. So Yeah, it hurts the organization, I think.
Well, Tom, we really appreciate the time, and frankly, as a Packer fan, somebody that's consumed it for a long time, I appreciate all your work, especially this one, because you're right, it was something that had to be written and had to be said, because you're right, there are jobs on the line. Really appreciate your time explaining it today on the Wendy's Big Show.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot.
That's Tom Silverstein joining us from the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, working for the Journal Sentinel, PackersNews.com. Check out that story. It's linked at 1057FMTheFan.com. He joined us, as all our guests do, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.